Hey, look, can we just start with by your, give us your opinion about this amazing turnaround after round two. People thought you were going to finish in the bottom four. Now you're on the cusp of the eight. Can you put your finger on exactly what happened in these couple of weeks?
Not really. It's not one single thing, I don't think. I think, yeah, things are always, after that second week, got blown out of proportion a bit, and probably a bit the same where we've still got a lot of improvement left in this squad, and our first half showed that on the weekend. We weren't playing very good footy, so we're only at round seven. There's a long way to go, so I think there's a lot of factors that come into it. We've played a lot better footy than the first 2 weeks, but still a long way to go.
Is part of it your form as well, given because you had a slow start and you came in sort of a bit underdone or whatever in pre-season? And now,
even
though you've been carrying injury, you're sort of playing well?
Nah, it's definitely not my doing, that's for sure. But I think as a whole, we've just improved as a group. We've got a young group that's come in and they're still learning. And some of the younger guys have really stepped up as well, along with our senior blokes, David and Nathan as well. And Aaron's played exceptionally well the whole season. So I don't think it's appropriate to say that it's my doing at all.
And Tabernay, do you think he's turned the corner now? He's a bona fide AFL player. Does it feel like that?
That's one game that he's come in. He's played waffle for the first 6 or 7 weeks, and he came in and performed really strongly. But for Matt, it's about backing that up over a few weeks before we talk like that. But he's just shown since the start of the pre-season how much he's improved, because he came in, he got some feedback, and I think 6-7 weeks in the waffle, we probably wouldn't have expected that at the start of the year, but to his credit, he worked extremely hard and fought his way back into the side and delivered on the weekend, so hopefully that continues.
100 games, Lockie, what does it mean to you to play 100 games here at Freo?
Yeah, it means a lot. I touched on it after the game. I had an interview after the game and touched on the chance that Freo gave me. I was a really late draft pick and came over here and settled in really well, and the club's been fantastic the whole way through, so really proud to play 100 games for this footy club, and hopefully there's a few more to come.
I know last year there was a bit of noise about your contract situation. Was there ever any serious thought about leaving Freo to go back to Adelaide or something like that?
Nah, definitely not for me. I wanted to stay at Freo. It's just a bit of a process to get that all done, and thankfully that was all resolved, so never an inkling to leave.
We've seen that with Nat a bit this year as well. There's been a lot of noise. Is it sometimes mystifying for yourself as a player when you hear these rumours about you going, you know, elsewhere, and they're not true? Do you sit there and sort of scratch your head and think, where is this sort of stuff coming from?
Sometimes, but it's a part of the business as well. I know that there's a lot of rumours and things that get thrown around, and that was a case for me last year, and Nat's going through a bit of the same this year. So for me, I understand his position and what he's going through, and to his credit, he's held himself in really high regard, so he's done really well.
Lockie, I think you're late in the 50s in terms of draft. Take us back to draft day. Did you ever doubt yourself that you were going to get picked up at all?
Yeah, definitely. Heading into the day, I wasn't sure at all, and my management was quietly confident that I'd sort of get picked up pretty late or in the rookie draft or something. So, but you never really know when you hear stories about guys that get told they're going to get picked up and miss out. So it was a really nervous day, but one of the most exciting days of my life as well.
You say there was self-doubt. What was the self-doubt coming from within? Where did you think that, you know, maybe a couple of flaws are the reasons why you weren't going to get picked up?
Too slow. That was probably the main one. For my size, you see most guys that are my size in the AFL are pretty quick, and I don't have that lightning pace. So that was probably the main attribute I was missing. And the word was around that I wasn't the quickest bloke going around. So that was probably the main one.
Have you been able to improve your sort of speed, so to speak, in the years that you've got here?
Part of it, probably more just using my legs a little bit more. I think my first sort of 10 metres is reasonable, but then most blokes can mow me down after that. So got to get rid of the ball after the first 10.
How have you evolved? I mean, this day and age, the midfielders, we all talk about, you know, the Nat Foster, Patrick Cripps, even Dave Money, you know, that tall, you know, as you say, you know, you're not the tallest, you know, blessed with height. What have you been able to do to make sure that you're still an elite midfielder?
I think my main attribute from even a younger age was my hands and my clean hands. So if you fumble, you lose that sort of split second to make a decision. So not being not fumbling and being able to make really quick decisions with my hands is probably what's held me reasonable stead at AFL level.
Goal-kicking midfield is their absolute goal anywhere in the AFL, but you've been out of it a bit more this year as well. Is that something that you pride yourself on as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think at the start of the year I had a press conference and said I wanted to kick a couple more goals. I wanted to do a little bit more damage with the ball, and I think I've been able to do that a bit more this year. But like I said before, it's early in the year, so hopefully that trend continues.
You started back in the centre square on the weekend, and you started a bit off the bench. Was that an indication that physically, you're fine there,
you are? No, that was just part of Ross's rotations, I think. All throughout my career, I've spent a lot of time starting on the bench and working my way into the game, so it just worked out. I was lucky enough to start on the field this week.
Are you getting any help with your knee? A couple of times we've seen at training, you haven't been in full training. Do you need injections or anything to get yourself through over the last couple of weeks?
I've had a couple of injections, yeah, but it's pulled up really well after this week, so hopefully I'm in the clear now.
What about Brad Hill's performance in particular on the way? He's probably the recruit of the year, isn't he, aside from maybe a Tom Mitchell or Hawthorne, that'd be a couple of the ones, but his performance in particular on the weekend?
Yeah, he was exceptional. Just his ability to run all day, it's something that he's brought to the club, and we haven't seen too many like that with his speed as well. So it's fantastic for us to have him on the list, and on the weekend he really delivered. He was fantastic.
Not to give away a game plan, but several times it just seemed that out of the middle you went backwards, and then straight away all the midfielders looked at that. It must be a huge advantage knowing that if you kick it out there and he's got the speed, he'll take the footy for you.
Yeah, if you put it out in front of Bradley, he's probably going to mark it, isn't he? So I think it was just fluke. And pretty late as well, that happened a couple of times. We wanted to exit wider just to stop Essendon coming back through the corridor. So he was probably lucky. It was just on his wing coming out for the right footers.
Yeah, you're getting more and more confidence when you kick the ball inside 50 that one of the big guys will take a mark, a Kirsten and McCarthy or a Tadman.
Yeah, I think all three on the weekend played really well and competed in the air, brought down quite a few marks, and gave our smalls really good opportunities on the weekend. So it's the first game I think all three of them have played together, maybe apart from one of the pre-season games. But so they'll still build that chemistry and gel together as the year goes on. And I think Shane and Cam have really come into the club, and the first 5 or 6 weeks they were really good, and Tabs has come in and played really well on the weekend. But as I said before, it's 1 week, and hopefully he can keep it going.
What do you think of the prospect of Richmond this weekend?
What was that, sorry?
What do you make of the prospect of Richmond?
Yeah, they've been going really well, haven't they? They're up in the top four, playing some pretty good footy, and they've got a really damaging midfield and forward line that's playing really well. So they've got one of the best defenders in Alex Rance, who will have to quell to kick a winning score. So it's going to be an interesting battle, but one that we really look forward to.
Is it fair to say you've got to play a fair bit better than you have for the last 3 weeks or so?
I think from the weekend, definitely if we play like we did in the first half, it's going to put us under massive pressure. But I think our second half performance, if we can bring that, move the ball the way we want to, and compete fierce in the contest, then we'll give ourselves every chance.
It's been a bit of a trend of falling behind by quite a bit early on and then you guys fighting back. Can you put your finger on why that keeps happening?
Not really, no, because there's been games where we've started well as well. It hasn't been every game we've fallen behind, but it's something that we do need to fix. We can't keep falling behind like that and coming back, so it'll be an emphasis for us to start really strongly this week.
Fitness-wise, given you have been able to overrun quite a few teams, do you feel like you've got a bit of an edge there, that if you can stay within touch, you will have the edge in the final quarter?
We'd rather be in front at half-time for sure, but I think we have full confidence in the fitness staff, what they were able to deliver the program over the pre-season to hold us in really good stead to run out four quarters, but it's not something that we talk about.
And Lockie, you look dusty as a midfield group, and obviously when he goes forward as well, he's really damaging.
Yeah, definitely. He's a great player, one of the best in the comp, so we're going to have to be switched on there. I'm not too sure what the coaching staff will have planned for Dusty, but we'll find out later in the week.
Connor Blakely's done some tagging roles. Is he big enough and strong enough to go with Dusty, do you reckon?
Is anyone?
No.
Connor's he's done really well on some pretty damaging midfielders, and on the weekend again, Merritt was getting away from us, and Connor went to him and basically cut out his influence of the game and did really well. So that might be an option, but yeah, leave that to Ross to sort out.
The Tigers have added obviously Josh Caddy and also Dion Presser to the midfield. It looks as though they've got a bit of a harder edge this year in there. Do you see it that way as well?
Yeah, I think so. They're two really good players, along with Cochin and Martin going through there as well. And they're competing really fiercely and against some of the best midfields in the comp so far. They're up there, so it's going to be a tough challenge for us.
Got a good record at the MCG, and the team up the road don't have a great record at the MCG. Do you think it's just a mental side of the game that, you know, teams have to overcome when you go to the MCG, or is the ground size an issue?
Yes, I'm not really too sure. I think mentally you've got to be switched on every week. You can see that within the competition this year. I think I read somewhere that every team below beat the team above them this week. It was the first time it's happened, so it just shows how even the competition is. I think it's a little bit mental, but probably not the ground. Eagles might have been off 5% that day or something, and that's enough to change the result.
Does that give you confidence then, knowing that you have won there and beaten Richmond, I think, the last two times on the ground as well?
Yeah, we know we can win there and we know we can play the ground, so we go there with full confidence that we can get the job done.
Do you reckon Daniel Pearce, or would you like to see Daniel Pearce come into the team and add to that midfield after a strong performance in the walk?
It's a tough question, Barrett. He hasn't played in a few weeks. I think that was his first game in a while, and we know what a professional Daniel is and what he brings to the side. So if Ross sees that fit to him for him to come in, then welcome him in, back in the side, because he's a great player.
Just on the knee, mate, was that related at all to last year?
No, it was the other knee.
Back to Blakely, he didn't start in the attacking role early in the game on the weekend, but then, as you said, Merritt was getting out of control. If he was to go to Dusty, you wouldn't leave Dusty go for too long, would you? You'd be pretty keen to get a tagger on him straight away, or a player to at least stop him straight away from the first bounce?
Yeah, I think we'll have a couple of options for that. We know David and Nathan are big, strong bodies as well, so whether or not they just compete really fiercely against him and go one-on-one, but yeah, we'll wait and see.
It's strong for you, is he?
Probably, yeah.
How's Stephen Hill tracking? Is he back training, any chance this week?
I think he's back running, and I think I spoke to him probably end of last week, and he said he's got a few KPIs to tick off before he plays, so I'm not too sure of the time frame, but hopefully within the next couple of weeks.
There's been a bit of talk after the weekend about dangerous tackles. As a player, how hard is it for you when you do tackle someone? Do you think about it at all that, you know, the way you dump them to the ground might injure them and you might get suspended? Does that go through your head at all?
Not really. You've sort of just got to learn the technique and try not to, I think through the pre-season, just not dump your teammates, but learn the proper way to tackle, because you are seeing guys get penalised pretty heavily from dangerous tackles, so it's not something that when you're on the ground really goes through your head. Well, not mine anyway. So
do you agree with the rule though that needs to be in to stamp that out of the game?
Yeah, I think the welfare of the players is really important. It's always going to be a grey area on was that a dangerous tackle or not, so it's one that it's really hard to work out, but I think they're doing a pretty good job.
Have you been dumped many times yourself in those similar situations?
A couple, being a little bit smaller, but I've always come off okay and haven't been concussed, so touch wood.
Yeah. As you said, you are a bit smaller, so how scary is it when your arms are pinned and you can't really brace yourself or anything like that?
Yeah, for a split second, but it's over pretty quick, so yeah, just get back up and keep playing.
Are you clear on the deliberate out of bounds rule?
sometimes. Yeah, it's tough. I think... The intention of the rule is the right idea, and it just gets adjudicated differently sometimes, but it's tough for the umpires as well. It's a split-second decision for them as well, and they make mistakes, players make mistakes, everyone makes mistakes. So,
how would you feel if they brought in the South Australian rule where, like Oski, he kicks it out last to kick him from the opposition, like soccer, I suppose?
Yeah, personally, I don't really like that, but wait and see what happens. Hopefully they trial it or something before they bring that in, but I don't think I'd like that rule.